Well, good Tuesday morning, all. It's so good to be with you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. We're continuing our Bible reading in Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 13. And chapter 15 ushers in the conclusion of Paul's letter to the Romans. He encourages the followers not to please themselves, but to act in a way that edify the community of believers. He explains that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles. Again, God's saving word for today is hope. And let's go ahead and begin our reading today, Romans chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. We who are strong in the faith ought to help the weak to carry their burdens. We should not please ourselves. Instead, we should all please other believers for their own good in order to build them up in the faith. For Christ did not please himself. Instead, as the scripture says, the insults which are hurled at you have fallen on me. Everything written in the scriptures was written to teach us in order that we might have hope through the patience and encouragement which the scripture gives us. And may God, the source of patience and encouragement, enable you to have the same point of view among yourselves by following the example of Christ Jesus, so that all of you together may praise with one voice the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then for the glory of God, as Christ has accepted you. For I tell you that Christ's life of service was on behalf of the Jews to show that God is faithful to make his promises to their ancestors come true, and to enable even the Gentiles to praise God for his mercy. As the scripture says, and so I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to you. Again, it says, rejoice, Gentiles, with God's people. And again, praise the Lord, all the Gentiles. Praise him, all peoples. And again, Isaiah says, a descendant of Jesse will appear. He will come to rule the Gentiles, and they will put their hope in him. May God, the source of hope, fill you with all joy and peace by means of your faith in him, so that your hope will continue to grow by the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, today's key verse is Romans chapter 15, verse 13, where Paul says, may God, the source of hope, fill you with all joy and peace by means of your faith in him, so that your hope will continue to grow by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, you know, as Paul is closing this passage to the believers in Rome, he encourages them and he encourages them to participate in building up one another in faith. And why is that important to Paul? Is it important just to Paul or to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Is it important to the church as a whole? What does it mean to be a community of faith, and that community of faith is responsible for building up one another? What words of encouragement and hope can you bring to someone today? Let's pray. God of hope and love, teach me day by day what is written in the scriptures. Grant me patience to study your word, and fill me with joy and peace so that by the power of your Holy Spirit, I continue to grow in faith. Amen. Well, that concludes our time together this morning. I have really enjoyed starting this day out with you, And again, I encourage you, you be ready for that miracle that God has for you. Our lives are to be typified by the supernatural, by the miraculous. So keep your eyes open for that miracle this morning. God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow.